This way back at the beginning, and he had a great idea, because this is one of those classic brass pieces. This is one of those that takes a lot of chops. It's almost like you're doing a pull up and you have to hold it there for a long time, because it just is murder on the chops. But it's a great learning tool for the groups to play this piece, and it's a wonderful piece. This is one of the most recognizable pieces of the 20th century American classical music. This was originally written for the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra in 1942. Even though this is a fanfare and we opened with a fanfare, we thought it would be nice to close with this. And I wanted to say a big thank you to Joe Lozama and his percussionists that are helping us out on this. So we're going to close. Hey, yeah, give it up for Joe. We're going to close our part of the program with Fanfare for the Common Man by Aaron Copland. Thank you so much. Give us just a minute to do a quick set change for the percussionists. While they're getting set up, I might as well talk to you and fill up some time. Thanks again for coming out tonight. It's such a busy week. This is probably the busiest week of the year for us in the music department. And I know everybody's stretched thin, but I'd love for you to consider coming to some other concerts. Tomorrow night, I will selfishly go ahead and promote the concert I'm involved in. I'm actually retiring in a week, and tomorrow night is my final concert. We'll be having our band concert. I conduct the wind ensemble here. So we will be performing at 7:30 tomorrow night. And I'm super excited about it. We're going to feature all of my colleagues. So we're going to do all kinds of different music. One of the pieces will have a jazz group in front, a jazz trio. Mr. Honda will be playing alto sax. Joe Lozamo will be playing drum set. Nye Morton playing bass, Mike Dana playing guitar, George Ramirez playing the cajon. If you don't know what that is, you can come tomorrow night and see what it is. And it's really going to be special, so I hope you can come out tomorrow night for that at 7:30. And then also Thursday night will be a jazz concert, the jazz band and the jazz choir here. Friday night is a choral concert, and Saturday at 2 also is a choral concert. And they're ready, I think, so I filled up my time. So I hope you can make it out.
Thank you for covering for us there. My name is Joe Lozama, and I, by process of elimination, I conduct the percussion ensemble. This first piece by Tom O'Connor, The Winding River, you might want to imagine a roadway next to a meandering river somewhere in the countryside of an Asian country, and episodes that happen along the way. In the percussion department, some of the instruments that will help us set that mood for you will be the temple blocks, which may be reminiscent of horse hooves. The tam-tam, that's an instrument that has an Asian-sounding quality, and then the use of an Asian-sounding melody. Here, then, is The Winding River.